Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud. We left off on daf Tes Amud Beis. We stopped at a little bit of an awkward point. Rav Ashi Omar Ksiv Hacha, about 7 lines from the end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Leland Nishmas's mother, Golda Bas Simcha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives as she returned home safely. We thank both sponsors very much for these sponsorships. So we were finishing up a discussion from yesterday of how we know that the tzitz is mechaper to allow for a korban that had become tamei and brought on the mizbeach to count, that you don't have to bring another one. Well, the Sirei Rosh Chodesh are mechaper for a Kohen Tahar who ate a Korban Tamei. And how do I know that we don't apply from one to the other, that the Kapara of the Tzitz should apply, should work for the Sirei Rosh Chodesh and vice versa? So we're going to finish up that discussion today. Then we're going to discuss how we know that the Sirei Regalim are Mechaper specifically for Tumas Mikdash Ukadoshav when there was no Yediyah B'tchila and no Yediyah B'sof. How do we know to narrow it down that that's what the Sirei Regalim specifically are mechaper for? Then we can go through all the other opinions in the Mishnah about what the various Se'irim are mechaper for and what the source is for each of those opinions. How does Rav Meir know that all of the Se'irim, except for the Se'ir HaPnimi and Yom HaKippurim, are mechaper for exactly the same things? That they're all, that's Rav Meir's Shita. How does Rabbi Shimon know that each of the Se'irim are mechaper exclusively for one Aveira, that they're not mechaper all for the same things? That's Rabbi Shimon's Shita, that each one has its particular Aveira, that they're mechaper for. How does Rabbi Shimon bar Yehuda think, or how does he know that the Seer of Yom Kippur is mechaper for more than the Seer of Regalim are mechaper for, which in turn are mechaper for more than the Seer of Rosh Chodesh are mechaper for? That it's not exclusive, nor is it, you know, that they're all mechaper for all these things, but it goes that the Seer of Rosh Chodesh are mechaper for X, the Seer of Regalim X plus Y, the Seer of Yom Kippur X plus Y plus Z. How does he know that? Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether one can be poda, whether the community can be poda, communal karbanos tzibur, even if they don't have a mum. Normally, by a karban yachid, if you want to be poda the kedusha, it needs to first develop a mum. But by a karbanos tzibur, a karban tamid, maybe that's not required. So the Gemara is going to, that's going to be the last sugi on the daf, and that's going to go into tomorrow's daf. So we left off at Rav Ashi Omar. So again, what the Gemara was trying to resolve was how we know that the tzitz is mechaper for what it's mechaper for, and the Seir Rosh Chodesh for what it's mechaper for, and the Seir Rosh Chodesh are not mechaper for Basar Tamei that was brought in the Mizbeach, nor is the Tzitz mechaper for a Kohen Tahor eating a Korban Tamei. So Rav Ashi Amar Ksiv Hacha, the Pasuk says by Seir Rosh Chodesh, Avon Ha'eda. So we darshan from the extra hay that it's coming to tell me, Eda v'lo kachim, that it's only an avon ha'eda and not an avon kachim. So it's only going to be mechaper for someone who eats basar kodesh that is tamei, but not for a korban that was hukrav b'tamei, which is what the tzitz is mechaper for. V'hasim ksiv, and by the tzitz it says avon ha'kodshim. It says v'nas aronas avon ha'kodshim. So from the extra hay in ha'kodshim, we darshan kodshim v'lo eda, that the tzitz is only mechaper for a korban tamei that was brought on the Mizbeach, but not for the Kohen Tahor who ate the Korban Tamei. So that's how we know that each one is Mechaper for what it's designated to be Mechaper for. You have just shown me that according to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, which is the Shita we've been discussing, the Sirei Rosh Chodeshim are Mechaper for a Tahor Kohen who eats Korban that is Tamei. How do I know that? We learned that from, we said, from the tzitz, but Seirei Regalim de Mechaper al Shein beYediyah lo b'tchila v'lo b'sof minalan. How does Rabbi Shimon know that the Seirei HaRegalim that we bring on Yom Tovim are mechaper for someone who went into the Beis Hamikdash Betuma and he didn't know beforehand that he had become tamei, nor does he realize even now afterwards that he's tamei? That's what the Seirei Regalim are mechaper for. How does he know that? So the Gemara says, "Kida Amar Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina." This it's like Rabbi Chama Rabbi Chanina is going to say in explaining the Shita of Rameir later on, that all the Seirim are Mechaper, Rameirals are all Mechaper for the same thing, because the Torah could have said Seir, and it says U-Seir. So with the extra Vav, it comes to teach me that we could learn the Dinim of the Seirim from one another. So Achanami, over here also, we could say similarly in explaining the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, Seir, Vis-Seir. So the fact that the Torah says with the extra Vav, Rav, Iskish Sirei Regalim, the Sirei Rosh Chadashim. That's teaching me that we should make a hekish between the Sirei Regalim and the Sirei Rosh Chadashim in the following way. Masir de Rosh Chodesh, Bimilsa de Kodesh Mechapri, just like the Sirei Rosh Chodesh, our Mechapar for an Aveira that's done with something that is Kodesh, meaning a Torah that eats Basar Kodesh, that's Tamei, Safsi Regalim, Bimilsa de Kodesh Mechapri, so too the Sirei Regalim, our Mechapar for an Aveira that's done Bikodesh, meaning a Kohen that goes into the Mikdash while he is Tameh. We have not yet shown how we know that it's Dafka about where Zain B'Yadiyah B'Tchila and Zain B'Yadiyah B'Sof. So we've just shown that it's about something to do with Kodesh, so it must be about going into the Beis HaMikdash when he is Tameh. The Ritva raises a question. From this Hekish, we should not learn that we should be able to learn is that the Sirei Regalim are Mechaper for a Kohen who eats Basar Kodesh Tameh. How do I know that it's Mechaper for Nichnas Mikdash Bitumah? Meaning you're trying to derive it from the Sirei Rosh Chodeshim. Sirei Rosh Chodeshim are about a Kohen Tar eating Basar Tameh. So you want to tell me that the Sirei Regalim are Mechaper for the same thing? Fine, tell me it's Mechaper for that. How do you know that it's Mechaper for a Kohen who enters the Beis HaMikdash while he's Tameh? So the Ritva says, based on what we said in Dav Zayin Amin Alf, that there's a Hekish or Gzeir Shava between Nichnas and Mikdash Bitumah and Ochel Basar Kodesh. So we say that once we learn that the Sirei is Mechaper for a Kohen who eats Basar Kodesh Bitumah, so too it's also Mechaper for Nichnas B'Migdash B'Tumah. The Rishonim then raise another question. How can you learn from a Hekish from Rosh Chodesh? The Seer of Rosh Chodesh itself is only derived from a Gezer Shava between Seer Rosh Chodesh and the Tzitz, that it's Mechaper for a Kohen Tar that's eating Basar Kodesh. And we mentioned yesterday, the Klal is in Mesechas Vachem, when it comes to Kodshim, that something that's derived from a Gezer Shava cannot be Chozer Malamid B'Hekish. So that which is Lamad from when the Midrash Torah and judgment cannot be chozer malamed to somewhere else. If you only derive B from A, you cannot turn around and teach me a din by C. So how can we have that over here? So Tosa suggests that the tzitz is not considered avoda. The whole idea whether a davar lamed b'gzer shav is chozer malamed behekish is only by an avoda, not by other things. And tzitz, it doesn't count as an avoda. Other Rishonim, the Ritva, the Tosa Rash, say that that which is derived from a Gzeir Shava can be Malamid Behekish. Cannot be Malamid with another Gzeir Shava, but L'chol Adeos, it could go and be Malamid Behekish. So you have to go over, when you do Zvachim, you have to carefully figure out what the rules are about Lamad being Malamid when it comes to Kodshim. So the Gemara brings, so what we've shown right now is that the Sirei Regalim are Mechaper for a Kohen that enters the base of Mikdash Betum. But we have not yet discussed yes yediyah, no yediyah, tchila, sof. We haven't shown any of that yet. So Gemara says that the Sirei Regalim, this hekesh between Sirei Regalim and Sirei Rosh Chodesh is about the fact that it's mechaper for chet shenasa b'kodesh and not about anything else. V'chi temin nekapru ad Rosh Chodesh. Maybe you're going to say that the limud of Sirei Regalim from Rosh Chodesh should teach us that it's the Sirei Regalim should be mechaper exactly for what the Sirei Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for, namely a Torah Kohen that eats basar tameh. No, we know that's not true because Ha'amrinan, we already darshaned Osa, where we darshaned Osa Nosi Avon, Ve'inacher Nosi Avon, that the Sir Chatos of Rosh Chodesh, it's exclusively able to be Mechaper for a Kohen Tar that eats Basar Tameh. No other Korban is going to be Mechaper for that. So that's how I know the Sir Regalim are not Mechaper for that. V'chitem in the Kapra Diyom HaKippurim, maybe we should say that the Sir Regalim should be Mechaper for the same thing that the Sir Chitzon of Yom Kippur is Mechaper for, meaning correct about it, someone who goes into the base of Mikdash when he's Tameh, but maybe it's about a case where he knows that he was Tameh, afterwards he finds out that he was Tameh, and therefore I should not know that the Sirei Regalim are Mechaper for a case where there was no Yediyah, lo b'tchilah v'lo b'sof, there was no Yediyah at all, meaning maybe Enochinami, the Sirei Regalim are Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Kedashav, but specifically when there was Yediyah myself, just like the Chitzon of Yom Kippur. So Ha'amrinan, Achas Pashana. No, we already had a drasha, Achas Pashana, that it says by Yom Kippur. Kapara zu, lo te ela Achas Pashana. The Kapara for Tumas Mikdash Kedash, where there is a Yediyah myself, that's only Achas Pashana. So the Sirei Regalim cannot be Mechaper for that. So it says, okay, so by process of elimination, what could the Sirei Regalim possibly be Mechaper for? Am I Mechapri? What are they Mechaper for? Let's go through it. We know that said it's got to be about Tumas Mikdash Kedashav. But what about Yediyah B'tchila, no Yediyah B'tchila, Yediyah B'sof, no Yediyah B'sof, process of elimination. El Sheyesh B'Yediyah B'tchila, V'Yesh B'Yediyah B'sof. If it's a case where there's Yediyah B'tchila and Yediyah B'sof, meaning you knew you were Tamei before you entered the Beis HaMikdash, you forgot and you entered the Beis HaMikdash, and then you realize again afterwards, Habar Korban, who you have a regular Korban Chatos, an Olav Yored. That's the exact case that the Torah has, you have an Olav Yored. So that can't be what the Seer Regalim or Mechat before. El Sheyesh B'Yediyah B'tchila, V'Ein B'Yediyah B'sof. If it's a case where you knew beforehand that you were Tamei, but you still do not yet realize what you had done, Hai Seer Nasa B'Fanim Yom Kippur M'Tolda. We already said the Seer Nasa B'Fanim Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur itself will be Tolda to protect you from Yisurin in the meantime until you realize what you have done, and you then bring a Korban Chatos. So that's not what Seer Regalim are for. And Ein B'Yediyah B'tchila, El Ein B'Yediyah B'tchila, V'Yesh B'Yediyah, Aval Yesh B'Yediyah B'Sof. And if it's a case where you didn't realize before you had walked into the Beis HaMikdash you had ever become Tamei, and you only realized afterwards, Hai Seer Nasa B'Chutz Yom Kippur M'Chaper, that's covered by the Seer HaChutz on Yom Kippur. So Al Karchach, so what's left? Einu M'Chaper Al Shein B'Yediyah Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof. So the only thing the Seer Regalim could be M'Chaper for is when you went into the Beis HaMikdash while you were Tamei, but there was no Yediyah Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof. You had no Yediyah at all that you were Tamei. Period. So now we move on to the next sheet in the Mishnah. Rameir Omer, Kol HaSirim Kaparas and Shav. Rameir says, wildly different understanding, that all the Sirim are Mechaper for all the Tumas Mikdash Ukadash of cases. They're all Mechaper for the same thing. So Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, my time is Rameir. Where does Rameir get this idea that all the Sirim are Mechaper for the very same Aveira? So Amar Kras, Si'ir U'Si'ir. The Pasuk could have said, Si'ir is Mechad L'Chatas. It says, U'Si'ir is Mechad L'Chatas. So Hukshu Kol HaSirim is Elazah. So we see that there's a hekesh between all of the Seirim. Vav Mosif Al Inyan Rishon. The Vav that it says, Usi'ir, is being Mosif, and it's telling me that I could learn the dinim of one Parsha from the preceding Parsha. So, Kasal Kadaitach Kol Chad V'Chad Mechavri Gamar. So, initially we thought that that meant that all the Parshios of the Seirim are derived from one another. Meaning the Karban Seir L'Chatos that comes on Chag HaPesach is written in a Parsha right next to the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, and therefore I derive from the Seer of Rosh Chodesh that if it's mechaper for a Tohar Kohen who eats Basar Tameh, the Seer Chatos of Chag HaSukkos is right next to the Parsha of Yom HaKippurim. So I should learn that the Seer of Sukkos is mechaper for someone who goes into the Beis HaMikdash B'Tumah, but he has no Yediyah B'Tchila, and he does have a Yediyah B'Sof. The Seer of Yom Kippur should be derived from the Seer of Sukkos, which is mechaper where that Seer Regalim, which is mechaper for Ein B'Yediyah B'Tchila, V'lo Yediyah B'Sof. And once we figure out what each one is mechaper for, so all of them are linked with each other. Meaning, essentially, Rameir is saying, everything Rabbi Shimon just said is right. This year, the Torah is telling us what the Seer of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for, what the Seer of Regalim are mechaper for, what the Seer of Yom Kippur are mechaper for. Once we know what each one is mechaper for, now they're all mechaper for all of them. Because the Vav tells me to link all of the Parshios to each other. So it says, Vam Rabbi Yochan, Kol HaTorah Kula, Lemeidin Lamad Milamad, but the klal we just said in Kol HaTorah Kula, you could do that. You could take that which is derived from a hekish and go use it to turn around and teach another hekish and derive other dinim. But chutz mikachim, we cannot do that by kachim. She'in lemeidin laman milamad. You cannot learn that which is derived from a hekish from something else that's derived from a hekish in somewhere else. So how could you learn the seer of one regel from the seer of another regel? Meaning ein achinami, one of the seer of the mashal of Sukkos is right next to the seer of Yom Kippur, but the seer of Pesach is right next to the seer of Rosh Chodesh. So how do I know that what Pesach does, Sukkos does, and what Sukkos does, Pesach does? Isn't that laman min alaman? Just because I learn the seer of Sukkos from Yom Kippur, so how can I then turn around and say, oh yeah, what Sukkos does, the seer of Pesach does as well? That's a violation of being laman min alaman, lomed min alaman. The example the Gemara in Pesachim gives of Kol HaTorah Kula, that we are able to be lomid min alamad, is by Aver min achayid, where we learn that it's mutar ba'anah. How do I know Aver min achayid is mutar ba'anah? So in the Gemara, in the second paragraph of Pesachim, says that because there's a hekish between Aver min achayid and dam. How do I know dam is mutar ba'anah? Because there's a hekish between dam and mayim. So you see, that which is derived from a hekish can turn around and teach to another in another hekish. But in kachim, you can't do that. And over here, it's about kachim. So it says Marahalo kasha. That's not a kasha. That's not what's going on over here. We're not It's not that all the seirim are being learnt and then going and turning around and teaching, but rather kulum mikamer gamri. All of the regalim are hukash to the very first seir that it says in the parsha, which is the seir of Rosh Chodesh, and it's from there that we learn that it's mechaper for a tar that eats kohen tar that eats kodesh tameh, and the seir of Rosh Chodesh teaches to them that it's mechaper for or derives from the seir regalim about a nichlas Mikdash that he's someone who's nichlas to mikdash while he's tameh and is unaware of his tuma, and all of the seirim are derived directly from Yom Kippur that it's mechaper for someone who's nichlas to mikdash and he never knew that he was tameh before entering the mikdash, but he realizes afterwards, and Yom Kippur learns from them that they're mechaper for someone who's nichlas to mikdash tameh and he didn't know before he entered the mikdash, nor does he know afterwards, where there's no yediyah b'tchila and no yediyah b'sof. Meaning the way it's working is not that I learned something from the seer of Sukkis from the seer of Yom Kippur, and then the seer of Sukkis turns around and teaches me about Pesach. No, that's not the way it works. All of the seer regalim are being there are halachas of all the seer regalim that are being derived directly from the seer of Yom Kippur. There are halachas about all the seer regalim that are being derived directly from the seer of Rosh Chodesh. Each one is direct. It's not that I link Sukkis to Pesach and Pesach to Sukkis with a further hekish. That's considered one parsha. All of the regalim are automatically considered one parsha. So Tenach called the Kasabe Visa'ir. That works very well if you're going to, in any parsha that has the extra vav that says Visa'ir, because that's the linchpin of the whole thing, is that we're linking the parshios to each other through a hekish. But Atzeres, V'yom HaKippurim, Deloksive Visa'ir. But on the Karban Musaf of Shavuos and the Karban Musaf of Yom Kippur, it doesn't say Visa'ir, it just says Si'ir. So Minalan, how do I know that they're Mechaper for what the other Si'irim are in fact Mechaper for? So the Ritva points out, it sounds from the Gemara that the Gemara is asking about both Shavuos and Yom Kippur, but Tosos on Daf Tesam and Beis says that the real Kash is from Yom Kippur. But Shavuos, even though it doesn't say Visa'ir, it's one of the Regalim, so it's automatic. That by Regalim, you Lamed Sasam and Amafurash, that it's Mefurash to have the Vav. By the other Regalim, so it's automatic that Shavuos is going to be included. So our real kash over here is about Yom Kippur, which is not one of the regalim. So Ella Amar Rabbi Yonah. So the Gemara says, okay, there's got to be another basis for a Merishita that all of the Seir regalim are mechaper for that which all the other Seirim are mechaper for. So he says, Amar Kra Eile Tasu LaHashem B'Moadechem. From the fact that it puts all of the Moadim together, Hukshu Kol Moadim Kulan Zelazeh, tells me that the dinim and the kaparos achieved by the Kabbar Musaf of any Moed applies to all the other Moadim. So there's no issue of Lamad min Alamad. So says Gemara of Rosh Chodesh, Lav Moed Hu. How does that help you with the Seer of Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is not a Moed, so how could that be included in the Hekish to tell me that the Seer of Rosh Chodesh is Mechaper for all the things the Seer of Regalim Mechaper for, and vice versa? Says Gemara, who told you Rosh Chodesh is not a Moed? Ibra, Rosh Chodesh Nami Yikri Moed. Rosh Chodesh is also called a Moed. Kedah Amar Abaye. Damar Abaye said that even though normally Chodesh Tammuz is Chaser and has 29 days, Tammuz Dei Shata, the Tammuz of that year, the year of the Meraglim, the second year that we left Mitzrayim, Miluye Malyuhu, was Chodesh Malay. It had 30 days. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, when Yirmiyahu was Mekonin on the Churban in Megillas Eicha, the Pasuk says, Kara Alai Moed Lishbar Bachurai, that our Kodesh Baruch Hu set a time to kill the Bachurai Yisrael in the time of the Churban Abayis, at the very same time of the Chedah Meraglim, where Klal Yisrael cried a bechiya shel chinam over the report of the Meraglim. The Meraglim left to go scout out Eretz Yisrael on Chaf Beis Sivan. They returned 40 days later. So because Chodesh Tammuz was Malay, they returned on the 8th day of Av. And that night, the night that followed, is when they were crying. That was the night of Tisha B'Av. So we darshan that from Karalai Moed, that they were Koveya the Rosh Chodesh, which is called the Moed on Shloshim B'Tammuz. And because of that, they cried on Tisha B'Av, and it was Bechil Ledoros on that night. And nevertheless, the pasuk says Rosh Chodesh. But bottom line is what we're interested in over here. Forget about all the history and exactly how it worked out and what Yirmiyahu was talking about. But bottom line is he calls Rosh Chodesh a Moed. So you see, this year of Rosh Chodesh is included in Moadechem. So of all the Moadim, the Karbonos of the Moadim are Hukshu Zelazah, this year of Rosh Chodesh is also included. The Ben Yoyada explains, why is it called the Moed? It's not Aser B'Malacha, it doesn't have, right? Why is it called the Moed? So he says it's called the Moed because the Kviyus HaMoadim is Tali in Rosh Chodesh. We're Kaveo, all the Moadim, when we determine when Rosh Chodesh is, and for that reason it's called the Moed. It may have Nafkamina Zahalacha. The Torah writes in Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Yutes that there's a mitzvah to be Marbi B'Suuda on Rosh Chodesh. So the Yerushalmi counts Suudas Rosh Chodesh together with Suudas Purim, makes it sound like it's almost as important a mitzvah as Suudas Purim. And he says Rosh Chodesh is considered is hukash to Moadim in the Torah. The Torah says B'yom Simchaschem V'Moadechem Uver Rashi Chadshechem. So doesn't that tell you Simchaschem Moadechem Rashi Chadshechem that they all belong in the same breath? Some of the Acharim say no. You see the opposite. Moadechem. Rosh Chodeshem. If Rosh Chodesh was really a Moed, you wouldn't need a separate phrase to tell me Rosh Chodeshem. So that goes, that cuts both ways. But anyway, the Torah writes this in Siman Tov Yutes, and there's a Siman in Shulchan Aruch that's one sif that says that there's a mitzvah to be Marbe Besuda on Rosh Chodesh. The Aruch HaShulchan wonders in Siman Tov Yutes that it's a Tema Gedola. Why is it that people are not knowing Besudas Rosh Chodesh? And he says Kol Shkein Rosh Chodesh Chal B'Shabbos that they should do so. They should have something extra in honor of Rosh Chodesh. So he says, maybe since it's only Yerushalmi and it doesn't say Beferish in the Bavli that there's a mitzvah to be Marba Besuda, even though our Gemara says it's called the Moed, but that's as far as Korbanos Musaf are concerned and exactly what the Korban Musaf is Mechaper for, but not that it should be Marba Besuda. So it could be and not only that, the Yerushalmi has a line when the Yerushalmi and the Psikta talk about how one is paid back for their expenses for the year. I mean, that which the Psikta says, Kol Mazonav Shaladim Ksuvin Lo Mirashan Vad Rosh Hashanah. Chutz, meaning your salary and what you're going to make that year is already determined from 1 year to the next, except for that which you spend on Shabbosos. The Psikta says, V'yom Tovim V'Rashay Chadashim V'Chol Shal Moed U'Mashatinok Malich L'Beis Rabban. Right, that's what's accepted. In Maseches Beitza, we don't have about Rosh Chodesh. It says, except for Shabbosos and Yom Tovim, and maybe paying for children's education, but nothing about Rosh Chodesh. So it could be, says the Aruch HaShulchan, since we don't have that gear, so like the Psikta, and the Bavli never says to be Marbe Besuda, and the Beis Yosef is Docha, all the rayos that the Torah has, that you're supposed to be Marbe Besuda, so maybe that's why we don't do it, but he says, you really should anyway. He says, but we're so poor, who could afford extra food, and therefore, so in a time where the Jewish people have a little bit more wealth, and we could afford a little extra treat on Rosh Chodesh, so it's appropriate to do so. In the Tamei HaMenhagim, he says, in the name of Rav HaTzadik HaKadosh Milublin, that the Torah Dafka set it up, that Sudas Rosh Chodesh gets its own simin, and Melav HaMalka gets its own simin. To tell me that these are things that you're probably not going to take seriously, so it gets its own chapter in Shulchan Aruch, that you have to take it seriously. As the Chidush HaYarim, Al HaTorah writes, in the name of Alad Tzadikim, that it says in Sefer Malachim, Ad Masaya to Poskim al Shtei Asi'ifim, that for how long are you going to skip over the Shtei Asi'ifim? The Shtei Asi'ifim are the two Simanim Shulchan Aruch that have only one Si'if, and that's Sudas Rosh Chodesh and Sudas Melav HaMalka, that people should be more careful about fulfilling these things. Now in Shulchan Aruch, it says, Tav Yuches, Rosh Chodesh is Aser Betainis. So there's a discussion in the Rishonim whether that's an Issa D'Oraisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan, but Rosh Chodesh is Aser Betainis, meaning so there's a difference between saying Chiv Suda versus an Isser Tainis. There's also discussion in Shuvas Minchas Haluzer. He discusses what if a person accidentally concludes the bracha of Musaf on Rosh Chodesh with Mekadish Yisrael Vahazmanim. So he says he thinks L'chora you should be Yotze because it's not off. Meaning what is Mekadish Yisrael Vahazmanim? You're not supposed to be Messiah B'Shtayim. So Mekadish Yisrael Vahazmanim, the Gemara says, is Mekadish Yisrael Yisrael who are Mekadesh the Zmanim. It's not two separate things, that there's Kedush Yisrael and Kedush Zmanim. It's saying it's Mekadesh Yisrael who are Mekadesh Zmanim. How are we Mekadesh Zmanim? By being Kover, Rosh Chodesh. So that's more to the point of what Rosh Chodesh is actually about when you say Mekadesh Yisrael v'Zmanim. But then he goes back a little and he says, but we're not allowed to be Meshanim Matbeah Shetav V'Chacham V'Bracha. So it's not so clear that even if thematically it makes sense that you're necessarily going to be Yotze when you start changing around the wording of the brachas. Okay, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Moda Rabbi Meir. So again, Rabbi Meir is the one that said that all the Seirim achieved the same kapara. Rabbi Meir is Moda, not all the Seirim. Moda Rabbi Meir b'Seira Nasa b'Fnim, Shu'ena Mechaper Kaparasan, Ve'hein Einan Mechaper Kaparaso. The Seira Pnim on Yom Kippur, that's different. That Rabbi Meir's Moda is a different kapara that's not the same as all of the other Seirim. L'chora, that's obvious because it's not one of the Karbanos, it's not a Karban Musaf. So all the Seirim are Karbanos Musaf. In fact, the Rishonim raised that question, that l'chora it's obvious. So Tosa Rosh and the Ritva say that without Rabbi Yochanan, I would have thought that since the Sierra Chitzon, there's a hekesh between the Sierra Chitzon and the Sierra Panimi, I might have thought that hekesh works for what they are mechaper for as well. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's still separate. So who ain't a mechaper kaparasan? It's not mechaper the kapara of the other Seirim, kapara achs mechaper and mechaper shtei kaparos, because we darshan that it's only mechaper one kapara. Vehein ain't mechaper and kaparaso, and they, the other serum cannot be mechaper for what the Sierra Panim is mechaper for, because Amakra achas bashana, kapara zulotei alachas bashana. That which the Sierra Panim accomplishes, the Torah says, can only happen achas bashana. So it can't be that these other Seirim accomplish the same thing, because then it wouldn't be exclusive to achas bashana. Tani namiach, you remember Baisa, it says like Rabbi Yochanan, al shein ba yediyah lo betchila v'lo besof, al shein ba yediyah betchila, al yesh ba yediyah besof, v'al tar shach lasatame. For those three things, when you have tumas mekdash kedash, where there's no yediyah betchila and no yediyah besof, tumas mekdash kedash, where there's no yediyah betchila and yes yediyah besof, and a tar person, tar kohen that eats a carbon that's tame, sirei regalim, sirei rash kedashim, sirei nasa bechutz mechaperin divrei meir. That all three, the sirei regalim, sirei rash kedashim, and sirei chitzon v'yom kippur, are mechaper for all of those things. Vilu Sira Nasa Bifnim Shaira. He did not mention the Sira Nasa Bifnim as being mechaper for those things. Vekaparasanami Shaira. And he also did not mention the Tumas Mikdash Kedash, where there was the Yediyah Betchila and no Yediyah Besof, which is what the Sira Nasa Bifnim is mechaper for. So he didn't say that these other Kabbalas are mechaper for that, because they're not. They're not mechaper for what the Sira Panim is mechaper for, and the Sira Panim is not mechaper for what they're mechaper for. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan is correct. Then we had the next shita. Hayy Rabbi Shimon Omer Sir Rosh Chodashim Mechaper Al Torah Shachal Asatame. That the Sir Rosh Chodashim, that's for a Torah person that eats a carbon tame. Shal Regalim Am Mechaper for a case where there's no Yediyah B'Tchila and no Yediyah B'Sof. And Shal Yom Kippur Am Mechaper where there's no Yediyah B'Tchila but there's Yesh Yediyah B'Sof. So says Gmar Bishlam the Rosh Chodashim Lo Mechaper Yad Regalim. I mean, Rabbi Shimon has identified what each one is Mechaper for, and it's exclusive. None of them are Mechaper for, according to Rabbi Shimon, none of them are mechaper for what the other ones are mechaper for. So that's what the Gemara is going to work on. How do you know that? So Bishlam the Rosh Chodashim lo mechaper yad regalim. I understand that Sirei Rosh Chodashim are not mechaper for that which the Sirei regalim are mechaper for. Damar kra, because the pasuk says by Rosh Chodesh avon echad who knows sevenu knows shne avonos, that it only bears one sin. It's only mechaper for one sin and not for two. El the regalim the mechaper yad Rosh Chodashim. But why can't the Sirei regalim be mechaper for a Torah person that eats tamei karban, which is what the Sirei Rosh Chodashim are mechaper for? Why can't the Sirei Regalim be mechaper for that as well? So Amar Kra, because the pasuk says by the Sirei Rosh Chodesh, Osa nosei avon ve'nachar nosei avon, that only the Sirei Rosh Chodesh is nosei this avon. No other karban is going to be nosei this avon. So Bishlam the Regalim lo mechaper nad Yom Kippurim. I also understand why the Sirei of Regalim are not going to be mechaper for that which the Sirei Chitzon of Yom Kippur is mechaper for. Because the pasuk says when it talks about putting the dam on the mizbeach from the seir of Yom Kippur, achas bashana kaparazol lo te'al achas bashana. That which the seir of Yom Kippur accomplishes can only be accomplished once a year. So obviously the seir of Regalim cannot accomplish it. El Yom Kippur mechaper the Regalim. But why can't the seir of Yom Kippur be mechaper for that which the Regalim are supposed to be mechaper for as well? So Amar Kra, because the pasuk says when it talks about Yom Kippur, achas, kapara achas mechaper veinu mechaper shtei kaparos. That the seer of Yom Kippur can only achieve one kapara. Not only is the kapara that it achieves never achieved at any other time throughout the year, but it can only accomplish one kapara. It cannot accomplish more than one kapara. Wait a second. The word achas is not by the seer achitzon of Yom Kippur. That's by the seer pnim of Yom Kippur. It's a you got the wrong one, right? Meaning when the pasuk says achas, it's talking about the seer pnimi. So how do I know that the seer nasa b'chutz is not going to be mechaper for the very same thing that the seer haragolim are mechaper for? And so Gemara Amar Kra, the pasuk says when it talks about the korbanos of Yom Kippurim, it says seer izim echad chatas milvad chatas hakippurim. So the seer izim is the seer chitzon, chatas hakippurim is the seer pnimi. So iskish chitzon the pnimi. We see that right there. There's a hekish between the seer chitzon and the seer pnimi. So we learn from just like the seer pnimi is only mechaper for what it's mechaper for, and it's not mechaper for that which the seer haragolim are mechaper for. So too, the seer chitzon is not mechaper for the things that the seer haragolim are mechaper for. So that's Rabbi Shimon's exclusivity, right? That seer Rosh Chodesh and the seer regalim and the seer of Yom Kippur are each mechaper for separate things. There is no overlap according to Rabbi Shimon. That's in stark contrast to Rabbi Meir, who held that they're all mechaper for all of the things, for all three things. They're all mechaper for. And then there's an in between opinion, and that is Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Amar Mishma. We had this in the Mishnah, but to Chazar over because that was 10 days ago. We had that or 8 days, whatever it was. So we had Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda said in the Mishnah that Sirei Rosh Chodesh Mar Mechaper for a Torah person that eats carbon tameh, just like Rabbi Meir said and just like Rabbi Shimon said. But what about Sirei Regalim? Can they be Mechaper for everything? Can they be Mechaper only for Ein B'Yadia, Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof? No, they could be Mechaper, the Sirei Regalim could be Mechaper for what the Sirei Rosh Chodesh Mar Mechaper for, plus Ein B'Yadia, Lo B'Tchila V'Lo B'Sof. But that's it. Meaning two things they could be mechaper for. And Sirim of Yom HaKippurim are mechaper for three things. For that which is for a Torah person that eats a carbon tameh, for Ein B'Yedia L'Bitchil L'Bisof, and Ein B'Yedia B'Tchil L'Yesh B'Yedia B'Sof. So it goes one, two, three. That the Sirim Rosh Chodesh are only mechaper for what they're mechaper for. The Sirim of Regalim are mechaper for what they're mechaper for, plus what the Sirim of Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for. And the Sirim of Yom Kippur is mechaper for what it's mechaper for, plus that which Rosh Chodesh is mechaper for, plus that which the regalim are mechaper for. So it says Maishna the Rosh Chodesh v'lo mechaper ad the regalim. Why is it that we think the seer of Rosh Chodesh only has one kapara, can only achieve kapara for a kohen tamei, kohen tahar who eats basar tamei, and not for tumas mikdash kedashav? Damar Kra, because the pasuk says by the seer of Rosh Chodesh avon. It says v'osan nasan lachem laseis es avon ha'eda. So we darshin avon echad who knows say ve'no knows shnei avon. A drasha from a pasuk that the seer of Rosh Chodesh can only solve one problem. So therefore, I know it's only mechaper for a kohen Torah who eats carbon tameh. Yeah, but then why do we say that the Sirei Regalim are able to be mechaper not only for Ein B'Yedia Lo B'Tchil V'Lo B'Sof, but also for a Kohen Tar that eats a Karban Tameh? So after all, the Amar Kra Osa Nosei Avon Ve'Ein Acher Nosei Avon. Shouldn't we darshan by the Sirei Regalim? It says Osa that the Sir of Rosh Chodesh is Nosei Avon of a Torah person that eats tameh, and no other carbon should be no say that avon. Meaning it says that by the seer of Rosh Chodesh. So just like you darshan from the seer of Rosh Chodesh that it says avon, so we said the seer of Rosh Chodesh itself can only bear one avon, we should also darshan osa, that the seer of Rosh Chodesh is the only thing that can bear that avon. It's the only thing that can actually be mechaper for that sin. Says Gemara, osa lamashmalei. Rabbi Shimon doesn't think that that's a valid drasha. He doesn't think osa is a miyat. He thinks that's just the way the Torah talks. So Avon, he thinks, is a good drasha. Osa is not a good drasha. So from Avon, we see that the Seer of Rosh Chodesh can only be mechaper for one thing, but we don't see that that one thing cannot achieve kapara anywhere else. That one thing can still achieve kapara elsewhere because he doesn't have the drasha of Osa. Maishnor de regalim de lo mechapri ad yom kippurim. Why did we say that the Seir Regalim are not mechaper for that which the Seir Yom Kippur is mechaper for, meaning someone who goes into the Beis HaMikdash while they're Tameh, and they only find out they're Tameh after they went in. Why is that? Because the Pasuk says, by Yom Kippur, Achas Pashana. So we darshan kapara zu, lotei ala achas pashana. The kapara achieved by the Seir of Yom Kippur can only happen once a year. So it cannot be achieved by the Regalim. Good, I get that. But then that should be a two-way street. The Seir of Yom Kippur should not have the capacity to be mechaper for that which the Seir of Regalim are mechaper for, namely someone who enters the Mikdash Bituma and he's has no yediyah b'tchila and no yediyah b'self. Because achas ksiv, because after all, the hemshech of that very same pasuk says v'chibar aron al karnosav achas pashana midam chatas hakipurim. And shouldn't we therefore darshan kapara achas mechaper v'in mechaper shtei kaparos, that the seer of Yom Kippur should only be able to be mechaper one kapara? It should not be able to achieve a second kapara. So says Gemara, yeah, achas lo mashmalei. Rabbi Shimon doesn't think that achas is a miut. So he holds avon is a miut. He holds osa is not a miut. He holds one of the achas is a miut, but the other achas is not a miut. So it says, well, wait, am I? Why do you not think that the word achas is a miut? The words achas b'shan at the end of the pasuk are about the seer pnimi and not about the seer chiton. And that's why you're not going to be mechaper. That's why the seer chiton is not going to be mechaper for additional. That's why we should not be mema'it, that the seer chiton is not mechaper for additional things. Itaka can be mechaper for additional things. But then the Siri Regalim should be mechaper for that which the Siri Yom Kippur are mechaper for. We shouldn't make a miut of Achas Pashana at the beginning of the Pasuk either. Because after all, neither Achas is about the Siri of Regalim or the Siri Chitzur of Yom Kippur. They're both in the context of the Siri Panimi. So how can you say that Achas lo mashmalei? Meaning in the previous drasha, when we were comparing the Siri Rashi Chadashim to Regalim, I get it. You could say that I hold of the drasha of Avon, I don't hold of the drasha of Osa. Those are different words. So you could hold that Avon teaches me a miut, Osa does not teach me a miut. But over here, it's the same word. So you're going to tell me, Achas, oh good, Achas is going to teach me that Regalim are not mechaper for that which Yom Kippur is mechaper for, that the Seer of Yom Kippur is mechaper for. But Achas cannot teach me that the Seer of Yom Kippur cannot be mechaper for that which the Seer of Regalim is mechaper for? Why is that fair? So it says, well, liolam achas mashmalei. Now, Rabbi Shimon really does hold that there is a miut from achas. The beginning of the pasuk is mechaper the seer that the avon that the seer of Yom Kippur is mechaper for is only going to happen once a year, and the seer of Golem are not mechaper for that which the seer of Yom Kippur is mechaper for. And even though the pasuk is talking about the seer of Pnimi, the seer of Pnimi is hukash to the seer of Chitzon, so it has it likewise has an exclusive once a year kapara. But v'shayni hacha, but the lashon of achas peshon at the end of the pasuk, Domer is different. Domer krav v'chiper aron al karnosav achas pashana. So since achas pashana at the end of the pasuk is right next to the word karnosav, which is about the mizbeach ha-pnimi, I would say karnosav the mizbeach ha-pnimi, hu de kapara achas mechaper v'ne mechaper shtei kaparos. You're right that the word achas tells me that this korban can only achieve one kapara, cannot achieve more kaparos. But that's only by the karnos of the mizbeach ha-pnimi, the sira pnimi, hadu chitzon, and therefore I could derive that that which is brought in the Mizbeach HaChitzon is not included in that miut, afilu shtei kaparos. So the Seer of Yom HaKippurim is more expansive, it's more capable, it's able to accomplish more kaparos. So Amar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan. To me, this is now a new sugya. We'll see how far we get in this sugya today. Not very far, probably. So Amar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan. To me, the Shalutzuchul Tzibur. Let's say you have a Karban Tamid that the Tzibur doesn't need to bring. The year ended. Now it's already Rosh Chodesh Nisan. They need to buy Karbanos Tamidin from the new money. And they have these Karbanos Tamid that are left over from the previous year. So that's Rashi writes what it must be that they bought from the Trumas Halishcha and they overbought. So they have to buy from the new year. Rashi Menachos says not that they overbought, but we're talking about a case that Karbanos must have gotten lost. So they replaced them with other ones, and then they found the ones that they lost. So whatever it is, they have Karbanos Tamid that are extra. So Niftin Tamimim, you can be pulled to them even when they're Tamimim. You don't have, and you pulled to them with Chulin money. The Behemos now become Chulin, and then you could go buy buy them for hegdish with the money of the truma, of the new truma, and that's perfectly fine. So Yosef Rabbah of Kamala Lashmaita, Rabbah was saying over this teaching that you be poda them as tmimim. So Amalei Rav Chista, man sayis lach l'Rabbi Yochanan Rabbah. Who's going to listen to you and Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi? V'chi kedusha sheben leichon olcha. Where these have kedushas haguf? Where does that go? How do you just mevatel kedushas haguf? They're still tmimim. They're still rotwi la'akrava. So there's no way you could be mafkia their kedusha just with a pidyon. So Amalei. So he said back to him, va'at lotis bro. Do you not hold the amrinan kedusha ben leichon olcha? That by karbanos tzibor we don't say that principle. By karbanos tzibor the kedusha can just disappear. We don't say kedusha leichon olcha. And Bezrum, tomorrow we'll get into what his point was, that where we do find that everyone agrees that kedusha, that we don't say kedusha leichon olcha. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.